This is KUT. On any given night here in Austin, you can find dozens of live music shows. But according to the Austin Music Census, which was published earlier this year, you're most likely going to be watching a male performer. And as Jasmine Garst reports, man or woman, musicians are having a hard time grappling with Austin's rising cost of living.
Austin Mic Exchange is one of Austin's best-known open mic hip-hop gatherings. Here, young, mostly male rap artists hit the stage armed only with bravado and a microphone. And while not a lot of women are taking the mic, you'll almost always find one petite young lady named Leah Manners in the crowd. She's one of the masterminds behind this event.
I am the host of Hip Hop Array on Co-op 91.7. And one of the co-founders of Austin Mic Exchange, which is taking place this Tuesday night here at Spiderhouse Ballroom.
According to the Music Census, this picture is pretty typical. Mostly men on stage and a lot of women working behind the scenes. Out of over 2,000 musicians who responded to the census, only 20% were women. Manners says she's not surprised.
Honestly, I think it's astonishingly high compared to general mainstream artists. Here in Austin, they at least get some credit for being artists. The problem is they're not getting enough credit, but I feel like that's a societal problem, even more so than an Austin problem.
On the business side, it's almost half and half. It's 55% male and 45% female.
That's Nikki Rowling. She's president and founder of Titan Music Group and the lead author of the census.
So that really strong gender majority male is about the musicians. It's not about the industry, which is interesting.
While the gender disparities have raised eyebrows, she says there's another concern looming larger. Since 2001, rent prices in Austin have increased by 50%. And it's not just the musicians who are having trouble living in the city. It's also venues. Holy Mountain on 7th Street is closing in October because of rising rent prices. Red 7 is closing this month.
So there are a number of layers to what eventually trickles down to become musician rent affordability.
The study found that over 20% of Austin musicians are living under the federal poverty line, and fewer venues have a cover charge. Rowling says artists have started moving out of the city, but it hasn't reached a tipping point. The goal, she says, should be to retain artists and not to have to recruit them. And the census includes several ideas on how to manage that.
One of those suggestions is the creation of a commercial music hub, which would be a physical location that would create all kinds of opportunity and really affordable co-working space and things like that.
Appreciate the love, man.
The Austin Mic Exchange would appreciate some more love. Organizers say rent affordability problems have a direct impact on music diversity, not just because of musicians moving out. As the price of living in the live music capital of the world skyrockets, audiences are moving out too. Jasmine Garst, KUT News.